You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Last week, there were deaths in Waukesha and Kenosha counties involving UTVs going through ice. There was another incident this weekend with Fond du Lac police reporting a fatality. It happened on Lake Winnebago Saturday. Two men went into the water. A 67-year-old from Tachita was saved. A 56-year-old man wasn't able to get out alive. The Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee is on the brink of bankruptcy. A TMJ4 report has unveiled allegations of financial mismanagement. It's reported that $2.8 million in federal Section 8 funds were improperly used to cover administrative costs and staff salaries. Could Wisconsin pass a law to ban cell phones in schools? A Republican lawmaker is pushing for it. Savannah Tomei Olson reports he's not the only one exploring the issue.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock, you can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Amelia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. Sean Baker's film Anora drew a Best Picture nomination for this year's Oscars. I have not had the pleasure yet, but I did catch one of Baker's previous films, The Florida Project, and was blown away. The film is so real that if native Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe wasn't in it, you would think you were witnessing the lives of real people who live in the low-rent Florida hotel where the film is set, just on the outskirts of Disney World. Dafoe plays the manager who is constantly trying to keep tourists and his own down-and-out residents content while often looking out for their kids. The film is heartbreaking at times, but also oddly uplifting. Baker's script is full of real and heartfelt dialogue, and his verite directing style makes it so easy for viewers to lose themselves in this chaotic world. And just when you think you have the story figured out, Baker takes it in another direction. I did not see the ending coming. If you can, check out The Florida Project. It is definitely one of Pete's picks.
We have a little patchy fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 38 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. We could see a little more freezing rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.